State Meds, M-E-D-S.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and boy, the snow is starting right now. Boy, at 7:30, there was hardly anything coming down, just a few flakes here and there. And right now, in Kennebunk, where I live, it is coming down just like a blizzard, almost sideways at times. And it, boy, it's amazing how fast it can really pile up. So if you're living in coastal Maine, and the snow hasn't gotten to where you live right now, just be aware, it's coming down pretty good here in Kennebunk, and drive very, very safely. A lot of moisture in the road froze, and now it's being covered with the snow, so you're not going to see it. So be very, very careful. If we can help you with any type of gardening that you have, whether it's indoor or out, you give us a call right now. That number is toll-free. And Jared will help you set up, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We'll work together to give you some ideas and to help you put the garden to bed and to prepare for the holiday season. Now, to help you out with centerpieces that you may be making, we did mention earlier that when you're selecting flowers, don't just grab whatever looks good. Look at the cut flowers very, very carefully, because depending on what you see, it could extend the time that those cut flowers live in your home. Now, chrysanthemums or mums, they're very easy to tell if they are fresh or they've been there for a while, and all you need to do is to look at the very center of the flower. Now, a fresh cut chrysanthemum, one that's going to last the longest, the very center is green. And if you look at that center, the flower petals that are there, if it's not a daisy type, are still tight. And that's an indicator that these plants were cut fairly recently, shipped to your source, and they will last a long time. And just to give you an example, yesterday I changed the flowers in a vase that I had in my kitchen. I had bought these flowers on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, so that's 2 days before Thanksgiving, and I just threw the flowers away yesterday, and they looked really, really good. But the trick is to make sure that they are fresh. So on chrysanthemums, the center, if it's yellow and it's fuzzy, or all of the petals are open, you maybe get a week, maybe 10 days out of it. If it's green and it's tight, you could be 3 weeks or more. Now, another cut flower that a lot of people use for the holidays are the carnations. Carnations are wonderful. whether you use the little miniature carnations, which will have several buds and blossoms per stem, or the larger carnation, which will have one blossom up to 3 inches in diameter. And this is what I want you to do. Take the package of carnations and right underneath the flower, you're going to see it looks to be a green, like a green capsule. And the flower's petals are coming out of that capsule. I want you to squeeze the bottom of that flower. That capsule is where all the individual petals of that flower comes out. And if you squeeze it and there's still some firmness, that's telling you there are still more petals in there that are going to emerge from that carnation flower. If you squeeze the green capsule and it feels empty or hollow, that's a sign that all of the petals have now come out of the bud, are now visible, and you're going to have a couple of weeks. Carnations are very, very tough. They'll last a long time. But if you can get some that the buds are not fully open, there's still some stiffness to that green capsule type appearance, those flowers will last a lot longer. Not just a few days, but a lot longer. So if you bought some fresh carnations today, put them into a vase full of water, they will last right through Christmas and right through New Year's. No problem at all. Okay? Now, here's a few other tips for you when you're doing cut flowers. Use that preservative that comes in the package. That makes a big difference. So you want to put the preservative in the vase and add a little bit of warm water to dissolve it. If you can dissolve it, it's going to work quicker. It'll go up into the stem and into the flower itself, and it's going to last a lot longer. If you put it in the bottom of the vase, you add cold water, it's just going to blend it with the water, and a lot of it's not going to dissolve until the water actually warms up. It's like snow. It's fluffy. It will float on the surface of your water and actually adhere to the stems rather than being dissolved into the liquid and then absorbed through the cut itself. So a little bit of warm water, dissolve it, put the flowers in, add the rest as cold water, and that will help. Now, speaking of temperature of the water, cut flowers will last longer if the water is cold. That's why when you go to the florist, they keep all of their cut flowers in a cooler. It slows down the process of the flower bud opening, slows down all of the activity so that that flower will be fresher when you purchase it. So if you really want to help to extend the life, that plant is going to be drinking water every day. Get into the routine that every morning, and you could do it every night, you could put a few ice cubes right into that vase. And the ice cubes added to the water will cool the temperature, slowing down the transpiration and the growing process, and that will extend the life of those flowers in your home. Never put a vase of flowers or an arrangement on top of the old-fashioned TVs. Today, with the flat screens, you can't put anything on it. But if you've got the older models, the ones that are the big cabinets and things, don't put it up on top of there. And don't put it near a fireplace. Keep it away from heat sources, and that will really help quite a bit to extend the overall blooming period of that plant. Now, another place where cut flowers don't do well is on a table that is facing south with a lot of windows. So when that sunlight comes through those windows, if it hits the arrangement, it's going to warm it up. And that's going to speed up the overall process also. So, you know, just be aware of these few things. Keep the plant cool. If you can add ice cubes every single day, that's going to help a great deal. Now, if you're using, by any chance, some foliage that's been treated to give it a little bit of unusual colors. And once you fill the vase full of water, and you start to notice that the watercolor is changing, that could be some of the dyes or the tints that have been put into the foliage. Like eucalyptus, for example. Eucalyptus is normally a pale green or a silvery green color. If the eucalyptus was dyed red or coppery or bronze or whatever color, and you put it in the water, some of that colorant is going to bleed, changing the color of the water. And that's going to slow down the effect of the other plants. What I would do at that point, if you notice that the water is changing color, dump it out. Rinse off your container, add some fresh water, and then put your flowers back in. Okay? Now, if you can do it quick, you won't have to recut. If you have roses, when you bring the roses home, make sure that you put a fresh cut on the end of that rose. Because the time that you went from the florist to your house, some of the ends of the stems have plugged or sealed themselves to prevent moisture loss. So take sharp scissors, a quick cut right into the vase of water. You'll be in great shape.
Your host and my old friend Paul Parent has raved about the wonders of the macroscope, the 7-power monocular from www.closetoinfinity.com, and we both hoped someone would buy one for you. Okay, they didn't take the hint. So now take one from both of us. Buy one of these and never fumble with binoculars again. Plus, focus down to an unheard of 18 inches. Don't wait to see the pollen on the back leg of a bee and then use the easy side wheel and instantly focus on a bird in a faraway tree. The macroscope. You waited for others. Now, get it for yourself. Two models starting at $149 plus $6 shipping. See and order at www.closetoinfinity.com. www.closetoinfinity.com or call 907-258-1505. 907-258-1505. 907-258-1505. The macroscope. You deserve one.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Well, the snow is finally here in coastal Maine, where I live, in Kennebunk. Coming down pretty good right now. It's amazing. In 20 minutes, we've gone from bare ground to probably a quarter of an inch of snow, and it's really coming down. So now I know what it's like being on Cape Cod and the Providence area, South Shore of Boston, where they're really getting piled, expecting up to 2 feet of snow in some areas. Jared, let's go to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Barry on the line, who's calling about night-blooming jasmine.
Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Barry?
I'm doing well. I need to tell you, I've always been afraid to buy a night-blooming jasmine, because I've heard so many stories, and I would like you to tell me the lighting requirements and watering, because I am going to buy one today.
Yeah. Now, the one thing I want you to be aware of, all of the jasmine family, they like a lot of moisture in the air as far as humidity. Now, as long as you do not have forced hot air or a wood stove in the room where you're going to be keeping it, you shouldn't have any problem. Now, do you have forced hot air or do you have forced hot water?
I have forced hot air.
You have forced hot air. Okay.
Mm.
This is what you're going to have to do, Barry. When you buy your jasmine plant, I want you to buy a 12-inch plastic saucer, something that's going to be waterproof. I want you to buy a little bag of like marble chips or stones that you would put into an aquarium and fill that saucer full of those stones, and then put your plant right on top of that rock. And every morning, get into the routine of you filling that saucer right up to the bottom of your pot with water. And what will happen is during the day, the water will evaporate and it will rise, creating a microclimate around the jasmine that will give it a lot more humidity, and that will help tremendously. The other thing is try not to put the plant right near one of these heating ducts because it's just way too dry, and when the furnace comes on, it will blast dry air right near that plant. So keep it away from the vent. A big saucer that you add water every single morning, and if you can even do it at night. The other thing that I would do, just buy a cheap plastic mister bottle, and once or twice a day, syringe the foliage, and it'll be easy. The more sunlight you can give it, the better. And this is a plant, Barry, that during the summer, you can put it outside, and it will do very, very well. Jasmine will bloom better when the days are longer. So we're almost to a point now, I think it's in mid-January or late January, that the days start to get longer, right? So from now on, your days are pretty much as short of a day as we will get, and they will be getting longer. So the more sun you can give it, the better. Or good light, and miss the foliage, but you need to have a big saucer filled with marble chip or some type of a stone that will hold water and slowly release it into the air as humidity. It makes a big, big difference. But other than that, Barry, don't be scared of this plant. Do not be scared of it. Feed it on a monthly basis, and you should be in great shape.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you have a great Christmas, Barry. Thank you for the call. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call, we'll get you set up, and we'll try and help you to have a great gardening season indoors. Outside season, pretty well done. And if you look out the window, we're going to have a white Christmas for most of the Northeast, starting from Virginia all the way up. We're seeing on the news that even Anderson in the Carolinas is got a pretty good snow. So get outside, enjoy the snow, and if you're going to shovel, put some liquid shortening on it. That PAM will work wonderful so the snow doesn't stick to your shovel blade. Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage Sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-580-5740. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-5740. That's 1-800-580-5740. 1-800-580-5740.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Jane on the line, who's calling about an amaryllis.
Jane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Just about a year ago, you gave your listeners directions on how to get an amaryllis to rebloom. And
yes.
I did all the things you said. So it's back upstairs now. I have one leaf that's about 6 inches and one that's about 4, and a little one coming in the middle. If I'm going to see a stalk, when will I see that?
You'll see it in the next couple of weeks. Some amaryllis will put out the leaves first and then the flower bud. Some varieties will produce the flower bud and then the leaves. So, and usually what happens, the ones that have been potted and overwintered will put out a few leaves first. The ones that you buy from a nursery or a garden center, for some reason, those make the flower buds first, and then the leaves come out. So if you can feed them on a regular basis, Jane, any kind of a liquid food that you have, you know, whether you have Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest Fertilizer, I would give them a good application of that. That's really going to help it. Because amaryllis, when they first break dormancy, they have to rebuild the whole root system. And once the roots get caught, then the top will come all by itself. So a little bit of a liquid fertilizer at this point would be good. And I would do it every 2 or 3 weeks right through the winter time. And that way you'll have a really nice, healthy plant.
Well, thank you very much. I have to be patient.
Just be patient. Everything will come in time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. And you have a great Christmas season. Amaryllis are a great deal of enjoyment. They're a wonderful bulb. And but until the roots really get established and going, you're not going to see a heck of a lot happening, but the bud will come in time. Okay? Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Marta on the line, who's calling about climbing roses.
Marta, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Tell me about the climbing roses.
I know I'm not going to be working on them today, but anyway, I think I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and you and your family. So, but anyway, I'm thinking of trellis. I have two questions. The first question is, what kind of trellis is best? I have the old-fashioned flat, but I need to replace them because they're all falling apart. I know they have the flat kind, then they have the cage kind, so I don't know which one would be better to get. And the other question is, what do you wear when you work around your roses? Those things, they go right through your clothes, and it's kind of scary working with my roses.
Well,
so those
I'll
are my two questions.
Okay. As far as trellis, it really doesn't matter what shape or style you get, but I'll tell you one thing. If you can find the white vinyl trellises, you're going to be a much happier gardener because it's something that you'll never have to paint, especially if you like the appearance of a white trellis. Wood is a good product, but the problem is with the weather, the white paint will either peel or fade. And if you want to try and touch up that trellis, you know, just by saying what you did, it's full of thorns, everything's tied to it, and it can be a major mess to repaint it. So what I use is always try and find vinyl. It makes a big difference. It will last a long time. If you decide that you want to use wood, don't paint it. Stain it. The reason is this. If you paint a trellis or an arbor, and we have, if you live near the ocean, we'll say, the salt water will make that paint bubble. And if you don't, even though you don't live near salt water, it will bubble. Then you got to scrape it to paint it. If you stain, the stain will not peel. It will not bubble. It's absorbed into the wood, and it acts as a preservative, and I found that stain works much, much better. So you give that a try. Now, as far as what to wear, go to your local garden centers. They have gloves that, instead of having a little sleeve on the end of your glove, that cuff, instead of buying one that has a cuff that's about 2 inches that just goes above your wrist, you can buy a rose glove that will come up halfway to your elbow. And you can buy rose gloves that are almost dipped in a rubberized type product that makes them waterproof, but it also makes them thorn proof. And I would be willing to bet if you went on the internet and you typed in rose gloves, that you would find something like that. But try your local nursery, go to the feed and grain stores, and I'm sure that you can find something like that. The other thing is, on roses, I've always found that it's important to keep records on your roses so that you know when they started to leaf out, when you pruned them, when you fertilized, when you put the insect products on it and disease products. And it makes a big difference. That way you can look at your records and say, okay, I did it June 1st, and you write it down, and at the end of the sentence, put repeat July 1st. So when you're going through your gardening book, you have a record that says, okay, oh, it's July 3rd, I missed it. Now I'm going to be able to tell that the fertilizer is now gone and it's time for me to redo it. I have a neighbor who has, whose company works for a business that sells books and journals and things to bookstores and gift shops. And she introduced me to a garden journal. It really is a great journal. It's a journal that will hold records for 3 years. And if you go to my website, paulparent.com, click on the journal. It will tell you all about it. There's a place for insects, for diseases, for when you plant, what you plant. There's also, which I think is really kind of neat, there's a page that you can call a wish list so that you can write down specific plants so that if your husband wants to get you something special, you can always tell him, honey, if you want to get me something special, go to my garden journal. There's a list of plants that I would like, and that way he'll know exactly what to get you. But go to my website, paulparent.com, click on garden journal, take a look at it, and maybe something that you would like for the holidays. And if you live in New England, I can get it to you before Christmas. Okay? Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Norma on the line who's calling about a dogwood.
Norma, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning to you, too. Actually, I am calling about the cows, the dogwood, but if I could ask a question about the amaryllis, I would
sure.
like to also. Is there
okay.
enough time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I love amaryllis plants, and for years I would keep the bulbs over winter, and I would bring them back, and I'd repot them and do all kinds of things. But all I would ever get was these lovely, wonderful, luxuriant, strapping big leaves, wide leaves, broad leaves, wonderful, healthy leaves, but never a bulb, blossom bulb would break through. And I'm wondering if it's because my house isn't warm enough. Would that be the reason? I finally gave
no,
up.
It's, yeah, no. The thing that you want to do, and this is what I do with my amaryllis, and I've got one right now that's 4 years that's bloomed for me. First of all, buy your bulbs at a garden center and try and find loose bulbs rather than boxed. Some of the nurseries will sell both. And you walk in and, for example, they'll have a boxed amaryllis for $10. And it's a beautiful box, all full of colored pictures. Inside, there's a plastic pot, there's some soil, and
right.
there's a bulb that's the size of a tennis ball. Or, for the same money, you can buy just the bulb. And it's like twice the size. That's what you want to buy. Okay? Now, pot them up. Take care of them. When they finish blooming, cut off the dead stem as close to the leaves as possible. Fertilize that amaryllis every 2 weeks from now until springtime. When it's safe to plant in patience or put out tomatoes, then what I do is I take that amaryllis out of the pot that I put it in for Christmas or for the early winter. I repot it into a container about 2 inches larger. And I leave it in the pot on my deck all summer long. Now, anything that stays on my deck, I put Osmocote fertilizer in it. And Osmocote, those little BB-type pellets, will last in your container for 3 to 6 months, depending on the heat and how much you water them. So I put the Osmocote in May. In September, I allow the plant to go dormant because that plant has to rest. So I feed it in May with the Osmocote, and that will take care of it May, June, July, August. In September, when the kids go back to school, I take my potted amaryllis from the outside, I put it in my cellar, and I say goodnight. And I don't water it. It doesn't get any light. The leaves will go from dark green to pale green to yellow to brown. I cut all the leaves off so that I have an inverted light bulb with a big stem sticking out. I cut that off, leaving like a 2-inch stem. And then after Christmas, I bring it upstairs. I give it a good drink of water to get that soil really, really wet. And then I fertilize it with Neptune's Harvest Fertilizer. And I'll put Osmocote because we get busy during the winter. And I know that with the Osmocote, every time I water, it gets fed, and I repeat that process. 1 or 2 years ago, I can't remember, I think it was 2 years ago, I had 3 of them. And I put one in the pot, I put the other 2 in the vegetable garden, and 1 of the 2 rebloomed, the second one did not. So I've had better results keeping it in the pot. The other thing, too, is when you bring it in September, the whole root system is still intact, and it's still in the pot with soil around it. There's less dehydration, and your bulb recovers much, much quicker. So you give that a try. 800-259-9231. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Your host and my old friend Paul Parent has raved about the wonders of the macroscope, the 7-power monocular from www.closetoinfinity.com, and we both hoped someone would buy one for you. Okay, they didn't take the hint. So now take one from both of us. Buy one of these and never fumble with binoculars again. Plus, focus down to an unheard-of 18 inches. Don't wait to see the pollen on the back leg of a bee and then use the easy side wheel and instantly focus on a bird in a faraway tree. The macroscope. You waited for others. Now, get it for yourself. 2 models starting at $149 plus $6 shipping. See and order at www.closetoinfinity.com. www.closetoinfinity.com or call 907-258-1505. 907-258-1505. 907-258-1505. The macroscope. You deserve one.
With the holidays coming, you may be looking for the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Look no further than Radius Garden Tools. Go to radiusgarden.com. Click on where to buy, the online store, and specials. Several sets of tools are on special. And when you add code PARENT, you will get an additional 10% off. Friends with arthritis and carpal tunnel will love them. And they're guaranteed for life. That's radiusgarden.com, code PARENT.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Talking with Norma about her amaryllis. Now, Norma, tell me what's the story going on with your dogwood.
Oh, I purchased a cow's dogwood, a good 5 or 6 years ago, and it's never blossomed.
It's never blossomed. Now, how much sun is it getting, Norma?
Oh, it gets a good amount of sun. A lot of sun.
Okay, and how tall is it? 3, 4, 5 feet tall?
Oh, no, it's 8.
Oh, it's 8 feet tall? Okay. This is what I want you to do. If the tree is going to flower this spring, on the ends of the tips of the branches, you're going to see a rounded flower bud. Okay? If it's going to bloom. If all the ends of the branches, the buds are elongated and pointed, those are leaf and branch buds.
All right.
Now, this is what I want you to do. As soon as you can get outside and the grass is green, I want you to take a shovel. And I want you to go 2.5 feet from the main trunk of the plant. Now, either you can do this or you can have one of the neighborhood boys do this for you. They'd love to do this. I want you to put the shovel on the ground. point down and jump on the shovel and get the blade as deep into the ground as possible. Grab a hold of the handle and push the handle forward and then pull it back to kind of open up a little slit in the ground. But I want you to cut a circle all the way around the trunk of the plant, 2 to 2.5 feet away from it, okay? In that slit that you're going to make the depth of the blade, and the deeper you can go, the better. But all the way around, what you're going to do is you're going to prune the roots. And usually what happens when you root prune a plant, you shock it. The plant basically thinks it's going to die. The goal of the plant is to be able to reproduce itself. And the only way it can reproduce itself is if it makes a flower that will eventually make seeds. So you shock the plant. And this is done in a lot of nurseries. So you're going to root prune it. And in that little slit that you've done all the way around the trunk of the plant, put a fertilizer in it. And what I use is called superphosphate. 0, 20, 0 are the numbers on the package. And I would put, for a tree 8 foot tall, I would put 2 to 3 good mounded handfuls right in that slit. Then take the heel of your foot, compact the trench to get all the air out and water, and that tree will bloom the following year. You give that a try, Norma, and it's going to work for you. Okay? Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have John on the line, who's calling about a live Christmas tree.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas to you. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. I wanted to run something past you. I had bought... not this Christmas season, but the past Christmas season, a Canaan fir. And it came with a root ball on it. And so I very dutifully dug the hole before Christmas. I had the tree indoors for less than 10 days. And then following that, got it out, got it thoroughly watered, tamped the grass down around it. And I got to tell you, it was doing fabulous. Spring came, and it had all kinds of new shoots on it. By the end of summer, I had about 14 inches of new growth. It was growing just fabulously. And then I went away on a business trip in October, the beginning of October, and I came back from the business trip, and literally half the tree was dead. The needles had turned completely brown and had fallen off, and now the tree probably has, I would say, 7/8 of the tree. The needles are completely gone, and there's 1/8 left that's kind of holding out with a little bit of green needles on it. I'm wondering a couple of things. First of all, if you can give me an idea of what happened to my tree. But secondly, is Canaan fir maybe not the best variety to have in this area?
If you want to do yourself a favor, stick with the local trees. Balsam fir, Fraser. Fraser is even better. The concolor fir, or any of the spruces, the Colorado blue, the Norway, or the white spruce. But I would stick with those. It sounds to me like insect, like a bull.